Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, held out a loving hand.
Welcome back to 23 After, a little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back, the late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame, and not late or great yet. We're still working on that. One of these days, I know, but right now I'm still kicking, still live and in person on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is a website. Happy Veterans Day. That's what we're doing right now. We're celebrating Veterans Day. And we're doing it with our good friend Joe Davis, Director of Public Affairs at Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW.org, right? Right, Joe?
Yes, perfect.
VFW.org. We're going to talk about some of the things they're working on these days. But before we do, Joe's going to be with the commander of the VFW, who's with the president as we speak, and other members of military organizations. He's going to be at Arlington Cemetery. You're going to be with him when they lay the wreath at the grave of the unknown soldier. You're going to go to the walls, the different walls, the memorial walls, Vietnam, World War II, et cetera, et cetera. Joe, I have only been to the Vietnam Wall, and I didn't go for a long time, and I didn't really want to go, and I went, and just thinking about it right now, just brings back the power that I felt when I touched that wall, when I put my fingers on the names of my friends, Joel Mock and Joel Forrester and Danny McGee and others. And I was overcome. And it's not easy. It's not easy to overcome.
That shows you're human. That shows you're human, Jim. The thing is, the Vietnam Wall was controversial when it started out, and today it's the most visited anything in Washington, D.C. And it's just to see all those names, 58,000 names, that's huge. And it's powerful, and you know it's meant to cause an emotion in people, and you know it does. It's a beautiful reflection, and it was the first one too. Because after the Vietnam Wall came the Korean War, and then slowly, eventually, the World War II Memorial,
which is backwards, right? It shouldn't have been that way. And I really wish I could have taken my dad to before he passed on. I wish I could have taken him to the World War II Memorial, but by the time it was built, he was not able. But
have you registered his name in the registry?
You
can do that. Go to the World War II Memorial website.
I guess I assume that already done.
Nope. Well, okay. Somebody has to do it for
I'm
him.
Glad so you told me. I didn't know that. Say, tell everybody. If I didn't know it, a lot of people don't. Tell everybody how that works.
Just go to the World War II Memorial Registry. It's easy. Just go to Google, type in World War II Memorial, and you'll see the main memorial website. And over on the left-hand side, there'll be a menu of things, and there's a registry right there where you can register your World War II family member as part of the registry.
Are they going to want serial numbers or anything like that?
I don't remember.
I just wonder because I have my dad's serial number, but I just wonder if people need to have that when they go. But folks, please check that out. I didn't know you needed to do that. I'm going to do that today.
Oh yeah, and to flash forward back over to the Vietnam Wall.
Yeah.
Right now they're having they're raising money, of course, and I don't want this to be a seamless pitch, but they're raising money to build the Vietnam Education Center, and what they are doing is they want to collect every single photo to match every single name on that wall. And they're like about 45,000 photos already.
Wow.
And it doesn't matter if it's a repeat because nobody's going to know anyway. But if you know somebody on that wall and you have a photo of that individual, go ahead and send it into the Vietnam Education Center. And the Education Center is also going to include Iraq and Afghanistan war dead in their memorial until that time when Iraq and Afghanistan veterans get
their own memorial on the wall. They're
basically sharing.
Well, I appreciate you passing that along. That's news. That's information I didn't know. I bet a lot of people didn't know that the World War II folks had to be enrolled. Joe, what's the question doing to our military?
It's hurting. So on the military side of the house, the ground troops aren't training, the ships aren't sailing,
is it sequester? Is it the attitude
of the government? No, it's a combination, but the sequester itself is the byproduct of a failed super committee to come to an agreement back in 2011 when they increased the federal debt. I mean, basically, there was an agreement between the two parties in Congress to basically increase, raise the federal debt ceiling in exchange for a like amount to lower federal spending. Now, they raised, this was basically, trust me, we'll take care of you. So they raised the federal debt ceiling, and then they threw it into the so-called super committee to find those common $1.2 trillion in reductions in federal discretionary spending. That failed. The kicker is, if the committee failed, was the sequester, and that's which started in March of this year. So that's a failure. And the hard part about the sequester, and I hate to get real deep here, but the Department of Defense total budget counts for about 20% of the entire federal budget. But when you're talking about discretionary funding, it counts for half of all discretionary funding. The other half is Department of Homeland Security, NASA, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So all lots, you got mandatory funding, which can't be touched, like Social Security. So what the sequester, that $1.2 trillion, some people want DOD to eat all of it. And that impacts.
I'm not upset about the sequester because it's the only thing that's actually brought our spending down. But I am I am against the military, national defense eating all of that. But I'll tell you one thing, Joe. What the dynamic we're talking about right now is another reason why members of the Guard and Reserve are going to be called on more and more in the future.
And which is going to hurt them even more, too, because they have the highest unemployment rates.
And yet another reason, though, why, in my opinion, they deserve to be called veterans. And I know you agree with me on that.
I absolutely do.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, BFW.org, right?
BFW.org.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for the work today. And I give our best to all your folks there. Come back soon.
And for your service, too, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity. Bye-bye.
Joe Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.